AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The Pentagon today announced hundreds more troops are heading to the Middle East to deal with escalating tensions with Iran. Vice Admiral Michael Gildes, the director of the Joint Staff.
Over the coming weeks, we will flow additional intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities, as well as force protection, engineering, and aviation units to the region.
Pentagon officials say that Iran is responsible for recent tanker attacks in the Gulf and rocket fire in Iraq. President Trump is heading to Japan for a state visit, which includes a golf outing and watching sumo wrestling with Prime Minister Abe. Before leaving, he announced that Attorney General William Barr will have access to any evidence that he needs to investigate what prompted the Russia probe against President Trump.
I declassified, I guess, potentially millions of pages of documents. I don't know what it is. I have no idea, but I want to be transparent.
The severe storm threat remains for much of the Midwest. Today, some elderly residents had to be evacuated from an assisted living facility in La Crosse, Kansas, because of flooding. Two motorists who drowned in Mississippi were located today near St. Louis. Dramatic testimony in Wisconsin as the 21-year-old man who kidnapped Jamie Kloss after killing her parents was sentenced to life in prison. The judge called him inherently evil.
These crimes rank as the most heinous and dangerous that I have seen either here or anywhere else in the state of Wisconsin.
A federal judge in Mississippi has temporarily blocked that state's tough new abortion law based on the sound of a heartbeat. A similar law was signed today in Missouri. Meanwhile, in Alabama, there is a challenge to that state's law filed by the ACLU and Planned Parenthood. This is AP Radio News. The nastiness is heating up between President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Now there's been a video released that appears to show Pelosi slurring her words. It was doctored from her actual comments, accusing President Trump of a cover-up.
It began with Pelosi suggesting she's worried about the president's well-being and questioning his fitness for office.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
I'm an extremely stable genius.
Pelosi, though.
She is a mess.
The president says Pelosi has issues.
She's lost it.
Everybody's taking a break for now. The House is on a Memorial Day recess, and the president's heading to Japan.
Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks today ended the week on an up note, with the Dow gaining 95 points, the NASDAQ up 8, and the S&P 500 rose nearly 4 points. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.